welcome. This is, I guess, the first episode of a podcast, which I believe I'm going to call Imagination. I'm here in front of this camera and sort of with time travel of the internet in front of you, I'd just like to share some things I like imagining in the world. And as I do so, I'm going to fill in little tidbits about my past. I'll share the wildest imaginations, and then I'll also deep dive into the specifics of how I see this is actually possible. And it's, I'd say first I'm here to share my imagination because I have all these ideas. Some of them might be really great, some of them might be really terrible, but what I'm sure about them is I haven't shared many of them with many people, and I think spiritually from my heart I'm being called to share them just with the idea, like, it's selfish to hold on to all of these ideas and not share them. And they're weighing me down and I need to get out there. And I couldn't even fully explain why, but it's a feeling and I'm drawn to share. And I'll probably unpack and try to, rationalize or explain why I think I'm doing this. But really, I'm being called to share. And if you're listening, I guess you're being called to listen, and I'd love to hear from you too. I could start this whole discussion or share in so many different ways. I could start with my childhood, where I grew up. I could start, I guess, the external story, the series of events and chapters that the so-called plot of my life, to how I got here. I could also talk about the inner world and my thoughts and feelings about how I got to be to this moment today. And I could also talk in a bunch of, well, talk from a bunch of other perspectives and try to weave those all together. And I guess I'd like to share both how I arrived to imagining some of the things I'm going to share, and also just share them because I like them and I want to share. So I think I'll start with that because that's the light inside of me that helps me get up in the morning, and it's the light that I'm increasingly connected to that I'm hoping to share. And it's, we live in a world, whatever this realm is, the earth, the world, whatever this reality is, and it's interesting that you look around and there are a lot of people that appear to be suffering, and there's a lot of people that appears to be a lot of inequality across any spectrum, whether it be financial wealth or power, the traditional ones, or there's a lot of disparity in emotional wealth or well-being, like these intangible qualities, like are you in flow with life? Are you loving it, or are you hating it? Are you trying to do good? Are you trying to do evil? Or perhaps you're just ignorant. Like, there's so much disparity in the different perspectives of the world where, and you look around and at least I've seen a lot of people that are a little bit concerned, to put it lightly, that maybe things aren't so great, maybe because of political or environmental reasons, things are bad. Should be scared of, I don't know, big storms because we as humans maybe messed up the planet with our pollution, and maybe that's changing the climate. And I mean, I think it's pretty established scientifically that humans have affected the climate, and I mean, that's the thing to worry about. Like, is it, who knows though? I don't really want to talk about climate change, but like maybe that, but more specifically, like maybe the earth has been damaged because some unenlightened, selfish reasons where people take certain actions out of self-interest. And I mean, economics call this externalities. However, what they do maybe hurts other parts of the greater system, although within the world that they are considering, it's all profit, it's all good, it's all positive. So there's a lot of concern about just the overall health of the planet as a biosphere, as a living organism. Similarly, on the political and technological, geopolitical front, I've noticed a lot of discomfort around, say, elections and wars, and there are people killing each other for various reasons around the planet, and there are a lot of people that think this is even good, and some people think this is bad. There's a lot of debate about it, but it's hard to look at that and not wonder, like, something doesn't feel quite right. I don't think there are too many people, maybe I'm wrong, but that would say, like, murdering other people in the name of war is good. But there may be a lot of people that say, well, not doing that is worse. But either way, like, is war something that we'd like? We as people to have on this planet? What if, like, imagine a world without war? Or listen to the John Lennon song, Imagine. Really listen to it. That one touches my heart. Or imagine a world where we live, where all people live, or most people at least, live in harmony with the systems, with nature, with the weather, with the planet, and where all people are, or maybe most people, the people that, say, choose to, are happy. They feel in flow with life. They don't resist anything. And every moment is delightful, let's say. Maybe not necessarily positive in the traditional sense, maybe not overflowing joy, but there is a beauty and acceptance of the ever-changing nature of this world. I could get a little bit spiritual here and quote some, or reference some Buddhist ideas or Indian ideas or New Age ideas where, you know, nothing is permanent. I could talk about quantum physics and nothing is even real. Maybe there's no actual physical matter, and depending on what consciousness is and how consciousness observes matter, that creates reality. It's a lot of fun rabbit holes there in terms of the intersection of science and spirituality that I'll probably walk down a little bit with you guys, or with you guys and gals, with all of you people, whoever's listening. No offense if you, I don't mean any offense by using any particular titles. To me, it's all people are beautiful and equal and should express themselves as authentically as possible with whatever language feels appropriate and whatever. So I love all of you. So no offense if I use language that is, no offense is intended if I use any language that offends you. It's just would be out of my lack of awareness of how to speak authentically and lovingly to you. So please don't take anything as offensive. At least if I'm intending to be offensive, I'll let you know I'm intending to be offensive. So let's talk about some ideas that we could, that I imagine. So I imagine a world where every being, I mean, let's say human being, every member of type of animal that we call man or human is self-sufficient and feels safe and protected, or safe and secure and comfortable and not afraid of anyone else coming to hurt them. Just imagine that for a second. Imagine what it would feel like to not worry about your next meal, not worry about having to do something you hate because your boss asked you to, and you need to get that money in order to survive. Imagine a world where it's not about survival, or it's about each and every one of us feeling held, feeling good from this place of stability and groundness and calm. Each and every one of us is able to express ourselves authentically from the heart, whatever that means to you. To me, that means something that's beyond just intellectual thinking. It's a spiritual concept. And yeah, in this world, every being can express themselves authentically and interact with other beings peacefully and harmoniously, and share each of their authentic and unique perspective on the world through stories, through art. Well, really, I think it's all art. I'll get to that. Through technology, through music, through dance, through any expression, through architecture, through religion, through computer programming, something I like, through electronics, another thing that I've spent a lot of time doing, or perhaps through plumbing or making fires or putting out fires, or, you know, just stretching our bodies and learning how they work. This is some crazy technology. I don't know how this thing works, but learning how to use this body, that's a form of expression and of what it means to be human. Yeah, so imagine that. I imagine this world where people are just in flow with life and they just enjoy it. It's fun and it's flow. Or it's fun and it's flowing. I like describing things with verbs and adjectives and avoiding nouns because, well, my worldview is that there are no nouns. It's all just a flowing illusion that somehow is yet fully real and tangible. I don't know how long I've been going here. Let me check my video recording over here. Yeah, that does not have a... Does that have a timestamp? 12 minutes, 59 seconds. Maybe about 30 minutes is a good first episode here. So, I've just asked you to imagine a world where the baseline at least is at peace, where each individual being feels at peace, feels comfortable, grounded, safe, in flow. Whatever words you wish to describe this sense of okay, of beingness, of oneness with self and the world. And from these strong individual points of consciousness, so I'm conscious, you're conscious, my mom is conscious, all of these people are conscious, whatever that means to you, each as an individual is pretty self-sufficient, at least to the point where there isn't as much dependence on the external world or structures that may fail for happiness, for joy. It's like, let's get a little bit crazy. Let's really imagine. Let's imagine that you didn't have to eat. You never got cold. You didn't have to sleep. You couldn't die. Maybe you could never be embarrassed because, you know, people are pretty afraid of being judged by others. Like, what does that look like? What is a world where everyone has no fear of others, no fear of injury, death, pain, embarrassment, anything, no fear at all? What do people like that do? Like, what world would you build if you had no fear? What would you like to see? And kind of like that's the basis of all imagination, is you start with let's remove all, this is what I do, like remove all the constraints. What are the things that I'm worrying about, that I'm fearful of, that bother me? And from this point, like what could be different? What do I imagine differently? So first I'm imagining this, it's almost like a mental state of no fear, of joy, of flow, of connectedness. And that's beautiful. And I think a lot of people would enjoy imagining that. But very quickly, there are these little voices and these pesky things like, well, that's not practical. That's just a dream. People aren't like that. People are bad. People are greedy. People are selfish. There's not enough resources for everyone. How people would never work together that well. And all of these rationalizing little worms will come through and they'll eat apart that imagination. And I'm sick and tired of that. I don't want to let the worms eat away at my imagination anymore. So I'm just sharing it, and maybe some other people will do the same, and maybe together we can imagine and then build a better world. I like building, like creating. I think there's some people in the world that they just like existing and enjoying. There's other people like creating. There's other people that, let's say, like destroying. And I want to be careful here saying that destroying isn't necessarily a bad thing. Like, it's making, getting rid of the old and ready for the new. And if this can be done without harming, without violence, it's perhaps actually a very a noble thing to do. If you can introduce an idea that destroys an old paradigm that was holding people back, let's say you destroy a superstition or a false belief about how the world works that makes room for a new one. Like we all hear that, well, people used to know that the Earth was the center of the universe, or it was, and the sun revolved around the Earth. And now we know that in fact, the Earth revolves around the sun, and you can make a lot of precise scientific measurements using equipment. I've not done this myself, but it seems pretty likely that this is true, and a new paradigm here of this rational scientific thinking came along, and now the destruction of the old, let's say, incorrect worldview made room for a new worldview, which has enabled so many new human experiences and levels of thriving, and perhaps some harm as well, but it's getting rid of that old way of thinking that made way for a new one. I think some wars in the world are perhaps, this is going to be controversial almost certainly, but some wars were fought not necessarily to kill people, although that's what happened and that is wrong, but they were done to destroy ideas that people were afraid of or threatened by. And I think I'm probably going to have to back up that claim before I go to it, but what's interesting is that when wars happen, culture is destroyed and ideas are destroyed with it, because when you kill a lot of people and you destroy their culture, it's gone. And I'm not saying this is good. What I'm saying is that, however, this is true. This culture is destroyed, and in the absence of the destroyed culture, a new culture comes about. And I think what I'm imagining is, what if we could do this, keep the old culture, preserve it, not kill any people, but still make room for the new. So there's a little tangent there on, like, there are people that like creating, there's people that like destroying. And perhaps there's a way of seeing the good side of destruction. Like, go to a forest after it burned. It's a little depressing, but there are some trees that will never sprout seeds without burning first. And all the old trees die, their nutrients return to the soil. and that old makes way for the new, and it is very beautiful. I recommend it. So a few more ideas of imagination. So imagine if you could live anywhere in the world, and imagine that you could bring your whole home with you. Whatever amenities are important to you, you can bring them with you. Let's say, let's really imagine here some technology that currently does not exist, but let's say you could fly or teleport an entire modular home where you could say, today I want to go and experience a beach in South America, but I'd really like to bring my gas stove and my shower and my laundry with me. But I want to bring my whole home because that feels excessive and have more of like a small home cabin experience. You have this technology, you snap your fingers, your whole, the couple of rooms of your house rearrange. You got your kitchen and your bathroom, bedroom, living room. You're like, this is enough for this trip. They all clip together. The other rooms stay behind, and you fly your entire home to some beach in South America, and you enjoy it. That sounds fun. I'd like to build that. Maybe we need some better technology to get there, but interesting idea. What else do I imagine? So another thing that's really near and dear to my heart is just connecting, communicating. Same root as communion, communing with other people to hear their stories and just admire the infinite beauty that is humanity, that is life itself. So I love meeting people. I love going to events and talking and hearing stories. I love reading for the same reason. I love movies, podcasts. And I love all of these because they're different ways of, at least on some level, getting a taste of the art and of the what it's like to be someone else. And with the advent of the internet, so one of the main beautiful things of the internet now is that the shape of the communication, like mathematically, the topology has changed very drastically from one where most people, I have an interesting diagram, maybe I'll add it into the edit into the video, where there was a time where people lived in tribes, and a lot of the storytelling came from an elder, but it was this small little cluster of people, and they would communicate together. And throughout history, this has changed a little bit. There have been eras where everyone looks up and the communication flows down from a king-like character. And there have been, and a lot of times there are people that I'll say are in positions of power. I may break down what that even means in a later episode, or what that means to me, I should say. And in a lot of cases, there's like this top-down pyramid structure where the getting to know happens. Like, you might only get to know your couple close friends, and then also what the people at the top of this communication hierarchy think. And I won't go through all of the different like shapes of how communion or communication or information flows, but what's interesting now is the internet, the net, the web, has this shape where you can potentially connect and communicate with anyone and hear anyone's story, and anyone's voice can be the inspiration that changes the world. And already so much good has come from this connectivity. I'd say also some bad as well, maybe even so much bad. Although what good and bad mean, that maybe I'll explore later, but there's some destruction, some pain, some suffering, but also great innovation, connection, people can live in new places, and just the fact that the shape of communication has changed, there's this more connectivity between individual people, which in a spiritual sense is just a physical mirroring of what the sages and mystics of ages have said, that all consciousness is one and we're all connected and it's all love. And perhaps that is true. I'm pretty woo and hippie, so I think that I've seen some evidence that maybe this is true. I'm not sure, but I certainly am open to that being true. But what is definitely objectively true is, well, we all are connected. Just a lot of that connection happens through the physical real world. Like we receive sustenance from shipping materials, food across the world, across oceans, and even a pencil, the amount of people involved in creating a pencil and the intelligence, distributed intelligence of all the different people and buildings and cars and trains and machines that go together, it's like an enormous organism. And it's, if you squint your eyes, even if you don't consider yourself a spiritual type, you'd be like, that does look a little bit like a giant organism, even if it's not, but maybe it is. So now that we have the internet, this communication and flow is happening at a point where, again, each individual being can share a story that could potentially touch anyone else on this planet. And that is beautiful to me. It's very threatening to the existing structure of the world, because now, let's say there's a very hateful idea. And this one's kind of like a classic point a lot of people bring up. The idea is, rather than getting specific, let's say that the hateful idea is everyone who eats avocados is actually the manifestation of evil on the planet. And all the problems in the world could be blamed on people that eat avocados. I love avocados, so I thought this would be a good example. It hopefully isn't triggering to anyone. And if this idea is communicated well enough and a story spreads well enough over the internet, and there are people without the awareness to realize the absurdity of such a claim, then perhaps because of the internet, something as absurd as that people eat avocados are evil could spread, and a lot of harm and violence could be done because people are attached to this idea that spread in this unconstrained network-like flow. And I'd say there probably is a real danger to that. However, unlike I think what a lot of people in power today are doing, I don't think the way to stop this or to sort of mitigate the risk here is to try to stop the flow of information and fact check and moderate what ideas are okay and safe, because when you do that, you're really constraining this flow of consciousness and interactions to the point where even if you maybe manage to avoid the spreading of certain ideas that could cause harm, you also stop the spread of so many ideas that could cause good. So I imagine a world, again, where the so-called antidote to the bad ideas is more ideas, better stories, better imagination. Because I believe, I think, I maybe even know in my soul, whatever that even means, what my soul is, it's just words coming out of me now, that people can be good and coexist peacefully. And probably the main thing preventing that is the widespread belief that this is not true. And I think that belief, and probably the lack of imagination that it could be different, is probably resulting in it becoming true. Because if people don't believe that anyone could be good, they will act as if other people could be bad, and perhaps defensively start acting bad themselves, and little by little, people create that reality they were trying to avoid by being afraid of it. And then it does become true. And in fact, the solution here is not to try to ban badness from the world, but in fact, just imagine goodness and start building it. And maybe that's a good place to wrap up this intro here, is that I'm going to keep sharing the world that I imagine we could have, and I'm going to get increasingly technical and specific at times, and I'll talk about, you know, distributed social networks and peer-to-peer cryptographically secure fact-checking systems and personal AI assistants and flying homes and interesting electrical plugs to share power with people when you're camping, and how to keep your digital life safe and avoid people exploiting your personal information to make money while meanwhile you get a couple of measly scraps. And again, I will just share what I imagine, because, well, what good is any of these ideas going to do if they are trapped in here or in here? Will they change the world? Will they change you? I don't know. I believe that maybe by sharing my vision for a more fun and flowing world, you, whoever you are, will share yours, and together we will communicate, we will flow together, and then we'll build that world that we've co-created by sharing our imagination and dreams. And that's a world I want to live, and that's the world I want to build. And I think that's really the world we already live in. It just, we're not doing it yet. We're we as all the people that live here. So I'm starting to do it. Maybe I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I think I got the John Lennon quote right. I think I had one more thought I wanted to share before closing, so I'm just going to pause for a minute and see if it comes to me. I would say maybe to, if anyone watches this, which I sure hope at least one other human being watches and listens to this, I anticipate a certain skepticism or doubt, and I love it. I welcome it, because, well, skepticism and doubt are these sharp instruments that can help refine an idea and carve it to the point where it has fewer and fewer weaknesses. But what I want to address right now is, if I propose something like flying swarms of mobile homes that don't harm the earth, and maybe we move all the factories and polluting things underground and we build them with materials that don't pollute the earth. I'm saying we a lot. I hate it when people do that, and yet I'm doing it, so apologies. But if a lot of people come together and build all of this, and I talk about imagining this future, a lot of times what I've heard from people that I share this to privately is, that sounds like a lot of money, and I might say, oh, well, money is just a technology that people use to represent human value, or whatever theory is of what money is. I may go into that in an episode. Or, like, that's just a lot of work. Like, why would so many people put in that much work to build that particular city? And my answer to that is, well, it's a lot of work. And this is true. And I hope if enough people see that it's fun and also find meaning and fun in the work, it will happen. Like, do people, maybe a question for this hypothetical doubting person I'm admitting is, like, do you like working? If so, I invite you to question what about it you don't like. Is it that you're working for someone else? Is it that your work feels meaningless? I'll create a caricature, an imaginary person here, which is someone that's working in what's been described as a bullshit job. It's a bureaucratic job, moving papers and creating reports. It doesn't seem to really do anything. So let's say that you, this hypothetical person, is in this job and you feel like it's meaningless and stupid and you hate it, but you still put a lot of work in anyway because you need to take care of yourself, pay the bills, so to speak. But what if instead you were working on building the purest and most joyful expression of your inner dreams? Would that feel different? And the invitation I have for anyone is saying, well, how many people really need to be insane like this and start building their dreams in order for little by little that new world to start taking form and the need for a bullshit job that doesn't matter to pay the bills will disappear because the technology, the communication, the open-heartedness, and the goodness of people will actually create a world where you don't have to be afraid, you don't have to do a stupid thing to pay the bills and to maybe think about your dreams on the weekend, but actually no, you're literally building and living your dreams every day. And that work that you're doing no longer feels like work, it feels like play. And I don't, like, although I believe and I feel very aligned with Christian values, I gotta admit, I don't know a lot of the specifics, but like, ponder this, like, what if the curse of after falling from the Garden of Eden and being cursed to work, maybe that curse wasn't like being thrown in some physical or energetic slave camp, but it was more the curse that no matter what you do, you feel like it's work and are unable to connect with your heart and with your dreams and the kingdom of heaven within. And maybe we're entering a new era where the divine light starts coming through, not out of one particular man who is God, who comes to earth and shares this, the wisdom of God with the world. I mean, I'm talking about Christ here. Maybe instead this wisdom comes through all of us or enough people here, and that kingdom of heaven within starts revealing itself, and the return to the Garden of Eden isn't some sort of, you know, portal opens in space and you're forgiven and you walk into the garden, but it's actually you recognize that this earth already is beautiful. And the work actually is play or can be play. And the only thing that really shifts is this divine light flows through you so you can recognize this beauty that is within us already. So for some of you, I probably lost you now because it suddenly got religious or spiritual. And if that's the case, I'm sorry. But for me, this is not just a technological utopia, fake place I'm imagining, but I'm imagining a world where people are good, where where this place is heaven. It is a Garden of Eden. It is a world of fun and flowing love and communication, communion with all beings. And to imagine that, it requires a bit more than just some new iPhones. It requires a fundamental shift in how many, maybe not a majority, many people actually relate to their world. And that's like, that's an internal spiritual, it happens within our brains or within our hearts. And it something that the shift isn't that there's some technology out there that saves us, it's that we realize we can build that technology from our hearts, and that shift happens, and that's why it's an inner shift or a spiritual shift. So with that, I will leave you for today, and I will reflect about and reflect and contemplate what I will share next time. If you have any thoughts or questions or curious or suggestions on what you'd like to hear me talk about next, please let me know. I will consider them. If I get a lot of, the internet is full of mean people, so if you're just going to trash me, I'll ignore you. But if you want to connect in a genuine way, please do. I'd love to connect. I realized I didn't know how I would end this thing, but maybe I'll end here with just a prayer or a meditation where I will really imagine this world of full of love and connection and flow and creativity and authenticity, and I will imagining I'm sending whatever love and light I have in my heart out to the world with the hope that whatever amount I have, whether it's a crumb or an ocean or a drop, some of that reaches you and the people that need it. And that we take, as people, one step closer towards paradise on earth. Until next time.